commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
In Wisconsin, it is illegal to take a photograph of your absentee ballot. At first, I had no idea why we even had such a law. There is an explanation. Here's a hypothetical. Suppose a union boss tells all of his members that candidate A is the union-approved choice, and not only is everyone in the Brotherhood expected to vote for him, but they'll need to provide proof to keep their kneecaps from being broken. So you'd snap a picture of your absentee ballot, and that should keep the tire iron at bay. Ballot photos could also be used by people who are selling their votes. You pay me $25 and I'll vote for your man, and the picture of my absentee ballot is proof that I upheld my half of the bargain. So, even though I'd never thought much about it, a ban on taking pictures of your ballot makes sense. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Verwink didn't realize he was breaking the law when he took a picture of his ballot. He posted it on Facebook, hoping to encourage his supporters to get to the polls and to vote early. Doing so is a felony, and a city council candidate filed a complaint with the Wood County DA's office. And last week, it was announced that a special prosecutor would review the case and decide what happens next. Now, this is ridiculous. While ignorance of the law is no excuse, criminal intent is still required to prosecute. And in this case, there is none. Mayor Verwink was not proving to some tough that he voted the right way, and he was not selling his vote. He's a candidate. Of course he voted for himself. When he was told there was a law against taking pictures, he took the pic down from his Facebook page and notified the Government Accountability Board. Now, there is no question that Verwink broke the law, but this is a crime with no identifiable motive, where the perpetrator got no benefit, and where there is no victim. No jury would return a guilty verdict under those circumstances, and a prosecutor is supposed to review all cases through the lens of whether a conviction is likely. Let's hope that common sense wins out, and that this matter is dropped.